This is a Haibin song. This document called Auto and Decade Integration, it talks about integration example of auto with decade. Although decade is not a protocol or framework, is not published, but I think it is a good mechanism for contribution. Next slide, please. So the basic idea is to optimize network traffic and to do better random decade server selection. Of course, it can achieve better user experience. Next slide. Here is the integration architecture. Assume there are three peer-to-peer nodes, A, B, and C. The corresponding decade servers are decade server A, decade server B, and decade server C. We assume that node A and node C have the same resource called resource X. When node A publishes this resource to the application tracker, it also attaches the decade server address to the application tracker. Node C does the same way as well. When the P2P node B requests the resource X from the application tracker, the tracker will use the corresponding auto information to calculate the cost from node B to the decade server A and decade server C. But the application tracker will return the result to the node B if node C is if decade server C is cost is low to node B, the application tracker will return node C to the node B. But of course, the final resource will be retrieved from the decade server instead of the node. Okay. Of course, the here the application tracker needs to do a third-party auto server discovery to get the right information for node B. Another way is that the node reports its own its own auto server to the application tracker, so that the application tracker can use the right auto information for the calculation. Next slide. The use cases include P2P file sharing and offline P2P live streaming and other video on demand, such like that. Next slide. This integration may need changes to the P2P system. The application tracker need to embed auto client in it. And of course, the discovery mechanism needed by the application tracker, or they need to collect the auto server information from the P2P nodes. And another change is an application tracker needs to get the decade server information for each decade compatible P2P node so as to do the decade server selection. Okay, next slide. For the auto protocol considerations, the auto client is embedded in the application tracker and no modifications to the auto protocol itself. Okay. Okay, this is the last slide.
Okay, good. Any feedback or questions? Martin.
Martin Stiemerling. So before you or anybody continues with that document, I would see like the draft of the decade protocol. If you want one. Because you're talking about the integration of Alto and Decade, but we don't have any Decade write-up of a protocol yet.
Now they also seek to do the Decade protocol publication through the independent submission.
That would be good before you go for that one, so show it. Because otherwise it might be hard to understand for everybody.
Yeah, this is an informational integration example. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. We have 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes, so we have three choices. Either we take off early 4 minutes and go get some cookies, or we let Sabine back here and finish her draft, or we have any open issues on the mic.
But wait, there's a Jabber mic question. The first of the afternoon. Would this use case need third-party discovery?
I believe Hyvin said yes, right?
Okay, so I'll reflect that back through, but I think they'd probably prefer hearing you say it.
The application checker needs to know the corresponding auto server for each node. It may implement the third-party auto discovery to discover the auto server for each node, or it can collect all the P2P nodes can discover the auto server itself and report to the application checker. Then application checker has the information. That's two ways to go forward. Thank you.
Okay, my co-chair says we only have the cookie option at this point. So if everybody's happy executing that, then we'll do that. Okay, if there's no questions, then thanks for attending and see you in Orlando.